This is an ENG4U1 original podcast.
Without the universal human conditions, if each and every person has a different emotion or a different experience that no one else has ever experienced, then we wouldn't be able to connect or relate with each other. We wouldn't be able to feel comfort or pretty much feel human.
It's important that people experience emotions such as love and pain, since without them life would be really dull, and without the bad emotions you wouldn't really be able to understand the good ones.
Because those are very uncomfortable feelings, and when we learn how to cope, we can face challenges for the rest of our lives.
When you think of the universal human condition, a number of topics may come to mind. Love, guilt, fear, and so on. Although this term, universal human condition, might fly over our heads, it is actually quite an important area of study. It allows for us to better understand the people around us and why they will act a certain way to things. It never hurts to better understand people, does it? Welcome to the Virtually Holding Hands podcast. Kick back, grab some snacks, and indulge yourself into what it means to be truly connected to one another. If we want to better understand why the universal human condition is an important area of study, we have to first look at some examples where this condition is analyzed and used. Missing and Murdered, Who Killed Alberta Williams, follows the story of a journalist, Connie Walker, who receives an email one day which contains a single sentence: the full name of Alberta Williams' supposed killer. This case remained unsolved for the last 27 years, so when the journalist received this email, she hopped on the case immediately. You could say temptation overtook Walker, which is one part of the universal human condition we are going to continue to touch on throughout this podcast. Every human being shares similar traits. You could be the most disconnected person from society and still share similar experiences from the universal human condition. Without this, would we really be able to call ourselves human? What makes up a human? Well, that's exactly what the universal human condition proves. It proves our own humanity and how we are all connected. Take a family member's death, for example. Everyone is going to react differently, whether it be sadness, anger, guilt, and so on. Everyone is connected in the sense of feeling some sort of emotion. Without these emotions and experiences to define us, it is hard to say that one is truly human. Borders, a short story by Thomas King, follows the story of mother and son as they attempt to cross borders to visit Laetitia, the mother's daughter, who had moved to Salt Lake City in order to start her life anew. When the mother and son arrived at the American border and were asked what their citizenship was, the mother answered Blackfoot. Border security did not accept this answer, only accepting responses such as American and Canadian. But this didn't stop the determined mother from giving up. Belief. The mother believed in her background and would not give in, no matter how many times border security tried to get her to say one or the other. Without belief, humans would most likely all think the same and have the same idea of things as a whole. Sadly, if this were the case, things would seem a little bland, would they not? Having different cultures, backgrounds, religions, languages, and so on, are one of the many things that differentiate us from others. Shifting gears from familial love, you could say that romantic relationships only work out because of the universal human condition. Without motivation to continue the relationship down a healthy road, change each other for the better, and make time for one another, then the relationship won't work out. I interviewed a good friend of mine to ask for his take on the universal human condition, and here's what he had to say.
It's important to feel strong emotions like love, pain, fear, sadness, because it gives us a chance to grow as people. You know, we learn how to overcome challenges and deal with things that would be uncomfortable, because those are very uncomfortable feelings, and when we learn how to cope, we can face challenges for the rest of our lives. And that's why it's so important to put yourself in those situations where you might get stung, right? Because these things will only help you. It's like the old saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Thanks to my friend's in-depth explanation of why he believes that the universal human condition is important, and his own experiences in the matter, I feel as though I have a bit of a better grasp on the conditions as a whole. Everyone will experience one of these things in their lifetime. Whether it be love, like my friend stated, temptation, like Connie Walker had displayed, belief which the mother held onto throughout borders, and so on. They are all important parts of our lives, and what makes us human.
So you see, we all experience parts of the universal human condition. It's what makes me human, you human, your friends, their friends, their friends' friends, and so on. We're all connected, and because of this, we are able to better understand each other a whole lot more.